Welcome back to Battle Plan, a podcast focused on spiritual warfare. If you are interested in learning more about Active Faith, you can find us at active-faith.org. We are constantly striving to expel evil, reclaim the land, and heal the soul through spiritual warfare. I'm Dr. Charlie. Today, I would like to talk to you for just a moment about the simplicity of Christmas. I have two granddaughters, and they're 10 and 12. Super fun age, and their tradition, my daughter and my son-in-law have allowed them to have a Christmas tradition that Jesus gets a birthday cake. Now, before you start in on Jesus wasn't born in December and blah, 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 I know, I get it. But it's a tradition to honor Christ and his birth. And I think it's sweet. And every year there's the great discussion of what kind of birthday cake does Jesus get this year? Well, as they have grown older, they are learning to cook and they are learning to appreciate really good food. And the other day we had a discussion about Jesus's birthday cake. And one of them kept insisting that she was confident Jesus would want a tiramisu cheesecake. Now, those are two of my favorite desserts, so I don't think Jesus would complain about that at all. And then the other one wanted something that had cherries and chocolate and all the wonderful things. You know, I think that's sweet. And what they're vying for is the most excellent thing for Jesus. That was their heart. And they asked me, they said, Sassy, what is the best birthday cake for Jesus? Come tell us your opinion. And I sat them both down for a minute and I said, I think that Jesus would be pleased with any cake. Let's go back to what the Bible says about the day he was born. It was simple. It was quiet. They didn't even get to stay in an inn, a motel, a hotel. They were in a barn. And Jesus was just wrapped in strips of cloth. He didn't have a big receiving blanket sewn by his grandmother or anything like that. He was laid in a manger. There were animals around. It probably didn't smell very good. And nobody really knew. We hear about how the angels appeared, you know, and then the kings came and the shepherds were coming and all of that. But that didn't happen for a while. It was simple. The Savior of the world did not come in with a great feast and a great celebration. He came in quietly and simply. They decided that tiramisu cheesecake might be the best option. But I think that they realized that Jesus really didn't care. He just wanted them to be happy in the way that they celebrated his birth. What kind of battle plan can we take away with this today? I would say this, as you and I inch closer and closer to Christmas Day, as we look at all the preparations and all of the activities and all of the quote-unquote responsibilities we have to fulfill going into Christmas, I would caution you to pause. I would caution you to go to Luke 2 and read the Christmas story. Read about Jesus' birth and dwell on the things that are in that scripture, the facts, the simplicity, and the power that came all in one moment. I think about that quiet night, and I think that in the stillness of the night, one baby's cry broke the silence of the world forever. That's your battle plan. I hope that you can dwell in that place with me. From Active Faith and me, Merry Christmas.